From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a potentially catastrophic Category 5 storm continues its advance through the Caribbean. The center of Hurricane Irma is moving past the Dominican Republic as what forecasters are calling a potentially catastrophic Category 5 storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says even with the eye of the storm well off the country's coast, Irma's winds, storm surge, and rainfall remain life-threatening for the Dominican Republic. Those same conditions are expected late Thursday in the Turks and Caicos Islands and the Bahamas. Irma killed at least one person in Barbuda and eight people in St. Martin after rolling over those islands as a Category 5 storm with maximum sustained winds of 285 kilometers per hour. The National Hurricane Center says Irma will remain a Category 4 or 5 storm for the next few days. Irma passed by Puerto Rico overnight, knocking out power to about a million people. U.S. President Trump has declared a state of emergency in Puerto Rico, which has been struggling to maintain its infrastructure in the midst of a financial crisis. The declaration authorizes the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate disaster relief on the island. Florida Governor Rick Scott has a terse warning to the people of his state.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. Possessions can be replaced, your family cannot.
The Florida Highway Patrol says troopers are monitoring the high volume of traffic heading north on Florida's Turnpike as people evacuate South Florida. In a news release, the Highway Patrol said extra troopers will be on the roadways to help. This is VOA News. China says it will support further UN measures against North Korea in response to its latest nuclear test. Foreign Minister Wang Yi said Thursday during a news conference in Beijing that given the new developments on the Korean Peninsula, the UN Security Council should respond further and take necessary measures to deal with the crisis. But Wang also stressed that sanctions and pressure must go hand in hand with dialogue and negotiations with Pyongyang. China is North Korea's biggest diplomatic and economic ally and contends that tighter sanctions against Pyongyang will do little to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Wednesday at the White House, President Trump said we will see what happens when asked whether he would approve military action against North Korea, adding that that is not the first choice. Trump spoke following a telephone call with China's President Xi Jinping.
We had a very good conversation with President Xi of China. It lasted for about 45 minutes. He's very much in favor of the denuke of North Korea. And we're talking about different things. We have some things we're going to be talking again soon.
Asked by VOA what he discussed concerning North Korea with the Chinese leader, Trump replied that President Xi would like to do something on North Korea, but it is unclear whether or not he can do it. The Syrian army says an Israeli air raid on a military position in western Syria has killed two soldiers and caused material damage. The army says in a statement that the attack occurred early Thursday and hit a facility near the western town of Masyaf, close to the Mediterranean coast. The army said the Israeli warplanes fired several missiles while in Lebanese airspace. It warned of the dangerous repercussions of such hostile acts on the security and stability of the region. While largely staying out of the Syrian civil war, Israel has carried out a number of airstrikes against suspected arms shipments believed to be headed to Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group, which is fighting alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces. An Indian court sentenced two men to death Thursday for their involvement in the 1993 bombings in Mumbai that killed more than 250 people. Feroz Abdul Rashid Khan and Tahir Merchant were sentenced to death after being convicted of conspiracy in the blast. A third key figure in the attacks, Abu Salem, was given a life sentence. Salem had fled India shortly after the attacks, and he was extradited from Portugal in 2005 on the condition that he would not face the death penalty. More on our at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.